This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with P.J. O'Rourke, Roxanne Roberts, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl Castle will play Movie Mogul with some of this week's biggest stories. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, an Oregon citizens panel devoted to state government has recommended a new rule. If adopted by the Oregon legislature, it would mean that lawmakers would no longer be able to perform their duties while what?
There's so many possibilities here. Does it have anything to do with the absence of clothing?
No. They would be allowed to legislate while nude.
That's a bad idea.
I'm just saying. It could be done.
So this is a ban on them legislating while doing something.
While being something.
Drunk?
Yes. No more drunk legislating in Oregon.
This is your
legislation.
I'm dead serious. And I'm scared because in Illinois, if we instituted that rule, the state would come to a screeching halt.
This could put a kink in government everywhere, you know what I mean?
The suggestion.
This is just a reaction to the "I never realized how beautiful you are" bill, right? Because when that one was signed into law, that was an embarrassment for Oregon.
Yeah.
The suggestion came from the Public Commission on the Oregon Legislature. They say they got the idea from an anti-drunk driving activist. Now, the activist, it wasn't like he had some philosophical beef about drinking while steering the ship of state. It was that he was asked to brief some legislators once, and one of them had booze on his breath. And he's like, "We need to stop this." No word on whether the legislature will go along with this new rule. Roxanne, we read this week about a new sports drink, a protein shake, that will endow those who drink it with incredible strength. For example, the man who created the shake claims that he can leg press an astounding 2,000 pounds. 1 ton. Who is this modern-day Charles Atlas?
It's Pat Robertson.
It is Pat Robertson, yes. The televangelist is 76 years old. And sure, leg pressing 2,000 pounds is about 660 pounds more than anybody's ever heard of anyone leg pressing before, but Robertson's website credits his miraculous strength to his, quote, age-defying protein shake, unquote, made from his secret recipe, available for download on his website. Now,
age-defying protein shake?
Yes. Now, this
is called nerve tonic.
This got noticed, and all of a sudden people started saying, well, that's impossible. Nobody can leg press 2,000 pounds. That's ridiculous.
Stand on top of a Chevy Suburban and press down.
I guess so.
What's the big trick?
But they are standing by their story, and they have the 700 Club website has posted a video of Pat Robertson doing leg presses up to 1,000 pounds. We have some audio from it. Here he is. He's showing off his legly prowess to a young woman.
Should we go to 1,000?
No. Pat Robertson.
Give me two more.
You are not going to go to 1,000.
Please let me go to 1,000.
Listen, there's no more room.
No more room. This will be 1,000 pounds. I just do a few of these, okay? I hope I can get it up there. Man, that's tough.
That's it. Okay, stop.
Oh. Hey.
What's that protein drink got in it?
Wow. Was that for real?
That was absolutely for real.
That sounded like the exchange of proteins.
That was. Adam.
Kind of throws the whole Protestant Reformation into question.
It really does. What would Jesus press?
Probably the mute button would be the one. Be my guess.